know, they don't make cartoons like they used to. And you know, we hear them complaining and arguing about the violence of modern cartoons, but have you ever watched Looney Tunes? Have you ever watched as Elmer takes that gun and fires both barrels into Daffy Duck's head? And there's this big bullet in his hair, but otherwise he's fine. I just love Daffy Duck. I love Elmer Fudd. I love Bugs Bunny. I love Porky Pig. I often identified well with Porky Pig. Sometimes, especially when I was younger, I was afraid of talking in front of people. Yes, that's true. I once was afraid of talking. I'm making up for it now, but I once was afraid of talking in front of people. And so I kind of identified quite well with Porky, who had trouble, as we all know, speaking. One of my favorite cartoons involving Porky Pig and Daffy Duck is the one where Porky's gone out to do some rest and relaxation fishing in a boat on a lake or a pond of some kind. And Daffy, being the nutcase that he is, and this was during Daffy's wild and crazy days, not in his devious days, which were later, but in his wild and crazy days, he sees Porky out there fishing, and so he decides to cause him trouble. And he so confuses Porky up that he ends up flipping the boat upside down. And the boat is floating along the bottom side of the water. And Porky is inside, in the boat, underwater, thinking he's above, fishing up into the air. And so Daffy comes along and snags the line with his bill and starts to pull and pull and pull and pull until suddenly he pulls Porky over and up into the air, and he thinks he's swimming in the water. And so here's Daffy flying along saying, "What you doing? Up here, fat stuff." You ever been caught like a fish out of water, been caught surprised, been caught someplace that you did not expect to be, been caught by surprise, kind of like Peter today in the story? I mean, he's just helping out Jesus. Jesus wanted to preach. The crowd had gathered around, pressed in on him, so he decided to set out in the boat a little short distance from land, just, you know, a few feet out into the water, so they couldn't press him on into the lake, and stands there, and he preaches to the people who are gathered by the seaside. And when the sermon is over with, it's time to, in a sense, take up the offering. And Jesus tells Peter, "Set out into the lake and put out your nets into the deep." Peter was surprised. "We've been trying to fish and we couldn't bring up anything. Now you're telling us to put out our nets? But you told us to do it, so we'll do it." And as Luke tells us in his gospel, when they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Peter was caught surprised. At first he didn't believe, but he obeyed. And in many ways that's like us. We come and we worship. We talk about reaching out to others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We talk about proclaiming the gospel to those we meet. We talk about the need to fill the empty pews in the sanctuary. But deep down inside, we don't believe it because we don't do anything about it. And we make excuses. "We tried that before." Or the opposite, "We ain't never done it that way before." You can't win either way, that way. Like Peter, we disbelieve. We are like Porky, caught, totally confused, totally discombobulated, and instead of swimming in water, we're swimming in midair, totally out of our element. That's how Peter was. So that when the catch came in and it was so great, he was so shocked, so surprised, and so stunned that he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away, I'm unworthy. I am a sinner. I had no faith, and I was proven wrong." My friends, today we have a powerful story about the call that each of us has to set out into the deeps, the depths, the waters of this life. We have a story to act in faith, a story, a calling, a commandment, a directive from Jesus to act in faith. Despite what history has shown us, despite what our senses tell us, despite what rationality might say, we are called by Jesus today to set out into the deep. Unfortunately, most of the time, we just put our boats out into the middle of the lake. And we think to ourselves, let the fish that want to be caught, let them just jump into our boat. And so we open our doors and we have services, worship services, and we expect the fish to just jump into our boat. And amazingly, sometimes they do jump into our boat. We've got several here today who have jumped into our boat. And we're thankful for them. But my friends, how many more could we catch? How many more could we gather in? How many more could we gather in for the kingdom of God if we were to simply let down our nets into the deep and let God bring them in? That word deep troubled me all week long as I read the passage again and again and I looked at it. And translations, so many different translations, didn't deal with it very well. It bothered me. The word is, it's a surprising word actually. The Greek word is bathos. And you know, my first response was, let down your nets into your bath. But that's not what it means. We get the word bath from the word bathos. But the word itself means far more than just deep waters. According to a couple of Greek dictionaries, deep, bathos, can mean a number of things, but seldom actually does it ever really mean deep water. When it does refer to water, it's usually the mysterious kind of water, the dangerous kind of water. The Jewish people had a love-hate relationship with water. They adored water for its symbolism as an element of cleansing presence, an element of cleansing presence of the power of the Holy Spirit, an important resource to quench your thirst. They loved water, but they were also terrified of great big bodies of water, and that makes perfect sense. Think about it. Escaping from Egypt, they had to go through the Red Sea with the walls of water piled up high on either side. And they had to literally walk through the torrent of water. And they had to cross to get into the Promised Land itself. They had to cross the Jordan River, and God did it again. He piled up the water on the side to stop up the river, the raging Jordan River at that time, so that the Israelites could cross over into the Promised Land. They had a love-hate, they had a terror relationship with water, and especially with great big deep bodies of water. And bathos is used in the Greek translation of the Old Testament to deal with that idea of the terror and mystery of deep water. It's also used in translating Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, where it talks about the deep. The Spirit of God moves over the surface of the deep, the mysterious depths of creation. So, I couldn't help but ask myself, was Jesus talking about the literal deep waters that they were to cast their nets into? Or was he already generating a metaphor and saying, cast your nets, your livelihood, yourself, all that you have and are, your business, your occupation, your profession, your identity, take all that you have and are and cast them into the deeps of the unknown with me, because we are about catching those who are lost in the unknown. That's exactly what it ended up being. I mean, yes, they cast their nets out and they gathered in a great amount of fish, a load of fish so much that one boat, one church couldn't hold them all. If we were to cast out our nets into the deeps, into the bathos of Seagoville, and were to go and pull in from the deeps all those who were unchurched, my friends, we would not have enough free pew space in this sanctuary to hold them all. We'd have to have four services, and we still wouldn't be able to hold them all. There are lots of fish to catch out there. Are we going to do it? It took two boats to bring in this amazing collection of fish. It took two full boats. And Jesus said to Peter, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." From now on, you will be catching people, not fish. And amazingly, if you could catch this many fish enough to fill both boats to overflowing and almost sinking, if you could catch so many fish at the direction of Jesus, casting out into the deep of Lake Gennesaret, my friends, how much more can you catch casting your very livelihoods, your very identity, your whole church into the deeps to seek after and gather in the lost of this world? It would fill more than two churches. It would fill every church in Seagoville and then some. We'd have to be building new churches. My friends, do we believe it? Do we believe that Jesus is calling us to cast ourselves, to cast our vision, to cast our hopes and dreams, our goals, deep enough to catch lost souls? Well, we don't really want lost souls. We want people who look and smell and act just like us. We don't want those strange fish that have a strange taste. We want those that look and smell and act just like us. We don't want to have to deal with smelly fish. We don't want to have to deal with fish that are too big, or fish that are too small, or fish that are too fast, or fish that poke along too slow, fish that are gray, fish that are green, fish that are blue, fish that are yellow and orange. We want fish that look just like us. Catfish. You know, whiskers. We want fish that look just like us. Not fish that are weird. Sorry, my friends. When you cast out a net, you're not just fishing for one kind of fish. You're fishing for whatever God puts in the net. You're fishing for those who are in the deep, who are lost in the deep, and need to be caught. And if that means, my friends, that they're purple, God means for us to catch them. If that means that they're rich, God means for us to catch them. That means if they're poor, God means for us to catch them. That means if they're sinners, God means for us to catch them. Yes, indeed, friends. Doesn't matter who or what they are. If they're in the lost deep, the mysterious bathos, God calls us to cast out our nets, to set out into the deep, and not just don't sit there, but cast out our nets and catch those God has for us. Do we believe? Do we have true faith to believe that God has set us on a fishing trip to catch the lost in the deep? Do you believe? Do you believe? If you do, Jesus calls you to set out into the deep and cast out your nets and bring in all of those, bring in all of those glorious, wonderful, different, strange, smelly fish. All of them that God wants to clean. Because it's true. It's an aphorism now. All we are due is called to throw out our nets and bring them in. Jesus can and will clean them. If we're living by faith, if we're living in God's grace, if we're partaking of the means of grace, present in worship, present in prayer, present in giving, present in service, if we're partaking of all the many means of grace that God has provided us in the church, my friends, He is cleaning us. And He will clean them too. My friends, we're called to set out into the deep. We're called to set out into the deep and cast out our nets and bring in a glorious haul for the kingdom of God. Do you believe we're called to do that? Well, if you are, then we have a job to do. Let's be about doing it. Let's not argue and complain and fight and cry out, "We've already tried it that way and it didn't work before." That's what Peter said to Jesus. Well, Jesus is calling us now. And He is calling us to act in faith. Set out into the deep and cast out our nets. Will you cast out your nets with me? That's what Jesus calls us to do. Today, tomorrow, and throughout this whole year. Don't be afraid of the deep. Don't be afraid of the fish in the deep. Well, there may be some sharks there. Yes, there may. But there are also wonderful bass and bluegill and goggle eye and, yes, even catfish. Yes, my friends, we're called not to be afraid of the bathos of the deep. We're called to do what Jesus says and cast out our nets. Give thanks and praise to God that as we cast out our nets, He puts into them those He calls. He has called us to do this. He called Peter, James, and John, and the other disciples to go to work fishing for people. And He calls us to do the same thing. Don't be afraid of the deep, but cast out your nets.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Siegelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.